Oh, the world of politics. You've been hearing the battles. You've seen the political ads, the signs. Boy, there's anger on each side. Who are you pulling for? Who's going to win? Your candidate loses. You're all upset. The world's going to pot. You listen to one candidate, he's like, man, if this person gets elected, it's over. This is a world that we're going to go into today, but a completely different angle. Stu Epperson here, Truth Talk Weekend, and I'm so glad to talk to some men of God today that are going deeper. And they are going to different politicians. And it's about legislation and votes and issues. They're talking about Jesus. How can this be, friends? Well, let me bring on the good doctor, Brad Harbaugh, with us, who is the of Capital Commission. The slogan, serving and engaging legislators for Christ. Dr. Brad Harbaugh, I just don't get it, man. You're supposed to be out there angry and fighting. You're having Bible studies, man, on the Capitol Hill. What's up with that?
We are called to be representatives of Jesus, first and foremost. And as a matter of fact, as followers of Jesus, we can come with that message. We represent the kingdom of God, an eternal kingdom, and stand in the midst of a polarized left and right culture. Right. And our focus is on up and forward. God is has ordained government, and we are there to help them acknowledge him, to seek his counsel. And according to Psalm 2, he is the one who will affirm those leaders or not.
Wow. Now you're going to introduce us to one of your cohorts here, partner in crime, but first tell us the Capitol Commission. What is it effectively you guys do for our listeners out there? This is one of the most fascinating ministries. We've known you guys for years, love what you're doing, always have supported, and you're about to find out why, listeners. Tell them.
Well, we want our leaders to succeed. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. And so Scripture tells us that we honor God, and our land will be blessed when we fulfill the priority action to fight the good fight of faith, which is to pray for all of those in authority over us. Wow. Now, that's not just the ones we voted for, which we all do, and then probably discard the rest. But God says, pray for all of them. Now, in the context of that verse, that's Nero, who was martyring Christians.
Wow.
And so God has called us to that. Capitol Commission serves legislative leaders as a spiritual resource with no political agenda. We demonstrate the love of Jesus by providing biblical insights, and we come alongside them with comfort and encouragement. We have seen that the Bible, without an agenda, is powerful.
Mm.
And building relationships, representing Jesus, and being able to share the good news of Christ and the Word of God, which God promises it to not come back void, changes hearts and lives. And when that happens, there is an effect of righteousness, and righteousness exalts a nation.
Wow. So if you ever wondered how to get involved with politics without being political, and how to have a kingdom ministry in that circle, in that area, in that world, you are listening to the right program. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Weekend. Now, you got a guy next to you who's nodding his head and smiling. He's a partner in crime here in the ministry, one of the prayer warriors here. Tell us about him and how God brought him in. Introduce him to us.
I am so excited. As I have stepped into a national role, Dr. Burt Jones is stepping in as the new state minister of North Carolina. I'm very excited because Jones has served as a representative coming out of Rockingham, and he and his wife Susan have served in a local church there in the Reidsville area, and he is a man of God, a man of peace. He has served on the nonpartisan prayer caucus, respected by both sides. He has been commissioned to abide by our non-political, non-lobbying yep. agenda, and he has a tremendous rapport. He knows the people at the Capitol in Raleigh, and he is going to be used of God greatly. I just want to introduce Dr. Burt Jones to you today.
Well, Dr. Jones, that's some high billing to live up to, so now you get to share us. You get to either talk us out of what he just said or tell us how God's brought you to this. Tell us your passion, man.
Well, it has really been a blessing for me as a legislator for the last 8 years to be a part of the Capitol Commission ministry and just to be introduced to that. And I can speak on behalf of Christian legislators to say that it is just a tremendous blessing. I've seen so many of my colleagues that, you know, they're elected and they come to Raleigh, and like everybody else, you just hear all about the worst of politics and politicians and so forth. And they get there and they recognize that we do have the opportunity to participate in Christian ministry. You know, we have weekly Bible studies. We have a chapel service once a week. We have monthly prayer breakfasts and all kinds of special events. And just the opportunity, I have seen legislators grow in their faith. I've seen people come to Christ. You know, you want, we hope and we pray as Christians, we want to elect people to government that have a Christian biblical worldview or will. And we've just seen as people, you know, we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And when you get people there that are studying and learning about the Word of God, the seed is being sown to those that don't know God. And for those that do, we see them growing in their faith. It's just been a tremendous blessing. And now for me to have the opportunity to serve as the state minister going forward, it's a tremendous blessing for me. You know, it's not about me. It's not about or any of us. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're ambassadors for Christ. We're there to serve Him, and so the ministry goes forward. The state minister changes, but the ministry doesn't.
Man, that's really exciting, and so I want to encourage everyone listening, wherever you fall politically, what you just said is critical. It's reaching the heart, and instead of focusing on someone's politics and how they vote, whether you agree or disagree with their party. You're bringing them into this Bible study. So you're telling me you have a room full of Democrats and Republicans.
Absolutely, yes.
And you're studying the book of Luke or something.
This year it was walking through the book of Ephesians. And we, as a matter of fact, we had a very mixed group of people that gathered. One of our representatives did not believe in the Trinity, the triune God. And was very much challenged by Ephesians 1 as we're walking through walking through that. But he kept coming and interacting. And representatives were saying, hey, would you just keep teaching the Word? Keep teaching the Word. And obviously, you're going to find various worldviews coming from both party lines,
right.
Whether it's a naturalistic worldview or a theistic worldview or some transcendental worldview, you're going to get different worldviews. And so the Bible certainly is cutting into all those worldviews and challenging people with God's counsel.
That's tremendous. What a blessing. So Capital Commission is the name of the ministry.
Yes.
And we got Dr. Burt Jones in the house and Dr. Brad Harbaugh. And your passion is to continue to minister and serve, and you're nationwide too. So listeners in Virginia and all over the place can learn more at your website, I guess, right?
Absolutely. You can go to www.capitalcom.org. Okay. Capital spelled with an O because we're focused on the people serving there. CAPITOLCOM.org. But I want to say we've created a website so everybody listening can participate in the ministry. We created a website. And it is easy, makes it easy for you to pray for each of your state and national legislative leaders, no matter what state you are in.
Wonderful.
But the website goes beyond that. It allows you to share with that particular leader that you're praying for them. That website is www.prayonetim2.org.
Give me this little handout that has the 9 suggestions based on selected scripture, which is a real rich prayer guide. Which is fascinating because you're trying to change our country at the heart. Because if someone gets a hold of a legislator's heart, God will tell them the right way to vote and the right way to legislate and the right ethics and the right morals. It's getting people to God and getting both people listening to my voice right now to the Lord and getting them to think spiritually about these things, and which is why we need to support more ministries like yours, which are really, you know, we always say our country needs to turn to God. So y'all are doing it practically. You're going after the leaders of our country. Both parties, everyone.
Absolutely. Stu, let me tell you, one of the things that concerns me with the church, with God's people today, is that we've engaged politics, and I think we've done that well. We have some great ministries that are lobbying for moral issues. And along with that, they're doing some soul care to representatives. But when I look at God's word, the priority action to fight the good fight of faith is focused on praying for all of your leaders, and it's focused on teaching them all the truth. And I have found that the pure ministry of prayer and the word of God is changing hearts and lives. And, you know, we're living in a day today when Christian means political group.
Right.
We've lost the edge because we've shifted the priority of prayer to political action.
Wow.
And God needs, we need to come back and just obey God on this.
Yep.
And pray for all of our leaders. And that's in the context of a worship service.
Yeah.
And so this tool is teaching the body of Christ to carry out and pray God's way for their political leaders.
We always say pray for your political leaders, but we need to specifically do it, and this is a biblical path toward that. Pray1tim2.org to get the prayer guide, and capitalcom.org to learn more about Capital Commission, how you can plug in, how we can pray for your ministry. And if you're confused about which politician to send money to Capital Commission so they can reach these politicians. Imagine what happens if a politician goes to a Bible study. They're going to hear God's word.
Amen.
And look what's going to, and people are praying for them. So get involved, friends. This is a great way to get involved in politics without being involved in politics. I love it. Capital Commission.
We've talked about prayer. That's one P that defines our ministry. Presence. We create opportunities that bring faith leaders together with legislative leaders. Some of those are prayer events. Some of those are prayer breakfasts. Some of those are pastors' commissions to the Capitol. But, you know, again, now more than ever in our polarized political culture, our leaders need comfort and encouragement.
Yep.
And we are there giving them hope behind the scenes. So that's presence. And we seek to build that, being there with them in all of our capitals. We just saw a Texas senator come to Christ because of that very thing.
Yeah, something. Wow.
Because of faithfulness of a state minister and his presence. We've seen representatives in California come to Christ this year. We're just seeing God move. We've seen
Praise
lobbyists
the Lord.
Come to Christ this year. But the other thing is proclamation. We have prayer, we have presence, proclamation. We boldly present the good news of Jesus' love and forgiveness.
Mm. Hold that thought. We'll get that more on that when we come back with our friends from Capital Commission, how to impact politics through God's word in the most bipartisan way that's ever existed through Capital Commission. Hang on, don't touch that dial. The two things you're never supposed to talk about is God and politics. We're talking about them both right now, but like you would never imagine. We got two men of God who are ministering the word of God to politicians. They're not telling them how to vote. They're not caucusing. They're not lobbying. They're simply having Bible studies, prayer meetings, and leading these guys to Christ, guys and gals who are public servants. We're compelled to pray for them. Capital Commission's taking it further. They're doing all these things. They're like a chaplaincy almost, huh? Dr. Brad Harbaugh is with me, right here with me. And we also have Dr. Burt Jones in the house. And you guys, golly, I mean, you're here in North Carolina, but you're in 23 states. And did I characterize that right at the beginning there?
Absolutely. We have been talking about, the faithful presence of our ministry. We try to bring Jesus into our capitals, make people aware of his presence, make him known as Christ and Lord. And as we think about proclaiming Jesus, certainly the gospel, the good news, his love and forgiveness is something that we want to bring into that capital. But we also do expositional Bible studies. I mentioned earlier that we've walked through Ephesians in our NC Capitol this year, but we provide clear Bible studies to our leaders weekly during legislative session. Now, thinking about our 23 states this year, calculating that out, we have handed out 100,000 handwritten, one-page, two-sided Bible studies, just like the one that's laying in front of you, Stu.
Good gracious.
And these are presenting bold truths of God's word. And
that's tremendous.
Dr. Wow. Jones, you were in some of those Bible studies. You've taught some of those Bible studies. Maybe you have a comment on that, too.
Well, the Bible studies are excellent. And again, when you're immersing people in God's word, good things will happen. And you're sowing the seed. You're helping people to grow in their faith by learning God's word, better understanding God's word, participating in these Bible studies. And I want to expand a little bit on something that was said about the presence, because the fact that the Capital Commission Ministry has a respected presence there at the Capitol, you know, we're called in the Great Commission to make disciples of Lord Jesus Christ. And discipleship is coming alongside, walking with, building those relationships. And that's what we see happening through the Capital Commission Ministry. The minister comes in, as you said earlier, there is that chaplaincy presence. There's the building of relationships, the one-on-one ministry, all the work that goes on beyond just the group Bible studies and so forth and the events. So that is truly invaluable.
Wow. So you're kind of the leader here in North Carolina, Dr. Jones, but you're based in all, you know, you're all over the country. So you're the national, you're rallying the team nationally. So what's it like, because you were in politics yourself, you were a legislator at one time, and then, but you also led some prayer things, but now you're in full-time ministry. So when people come to you and say, hey, wait a second, man, pro-life, pro-marriage, why don't you be a Democrat? Why don't you be a Republican? When people give you this, the political heat, saying, how do you speak to that and talk about the importance of what you're doing, which is this, and how do you stay neutral too, you know?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that we're not a bipartisan ministry. We're a nonpartisan ministry. I mean, the Bible is not a partisan ministry. Amen. So when we're talking about something, it's not my opinion, or it's not a political party platform. It's what does the Bible have to say about a particular issue? So if we're discussing any kind of issues that come in as part of the Bible study and discussion, it's not about our opinions or a party platform or anything like that. It's all about what the Word of God has to say. And I think, you know, when Christ was engaged, he always came back with the Word of God. And, you know, it is written. When he was tempted by Satan, he comes back with, it is written. He comes back to the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God. And that's what we're there to proclaim. We're not there to carry, you know, the banner of a political party or a platform, or not my opinion versus your opinion. It's all about what the Word of God has to say.
That's something else. So, and Dr. Harbor, these are people that may not even go to church, but they're up on Capitol Hill. They're legislating. They've got bills. They got sessions. They got lobbying. They got breakouts. They got all kinds of stuff. And
one of my favorite responses was from a legislative assistant who basically gave me the mother finger, where she said, "Come here, come here, come here. I want to talk to you," from across the room. And she said, and she holds up a Bible study, and she said, "Do you know how powerful this is?" She goes, "Most of the people here don't know God, or at least they don't go to church."
Wow.
And she said, "This is like candy. We read law, we read policy all day long. We got to review this, and we get handed this." She says, "Do you know, this is like dynamite for God to use in this capital." And so, you know, the Bible, again, without an agenda, is so, so powerful. And you know, we often want to, obviously the Bible's going to speak about moral issues. The Bible's going to present sanctity of life. The Bible is going to, hit the solutions of today. It's going to give that counsel to the leaders that have to answer those questions.
Yeah,
and so we want it to do that, but we've seen that when we are focused on the souls and doing something that's, I'm here for you.
Right.
Now think about it. Half of the nation hates half of our politicians.
Right.
The other half wants to lift up that politician to get something from him. Our leaders right now are living a life of weariness and loneliness. And everybody wants something from them. We're there to give them soul care. How can I pray for you? How can I lift you up? How can I encourage you? And it takes them a while to say, is this guy for real? Is he really for real? And then all of a sudden they realize, hey, I think this guy really means what he says. And they begin to open up and share burdens. Who are they going to tell in this age when, hey, I've got a secret, I've got a concern, I got a problem, who am I going to tell? I mean, I'm done if I tell anybody this. So we're the person that they can come to and say, man, I'm really struggling with this. Could you help me? I'm struggling with whatever that is.
Yeah.
And could you help me? Could you pray for me? How could God help me with this? Pray for me in this area. And that is leading our leaders in the direction that God wants them to go.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, thank you guys for what you're doing. Capital Commissions Ministry, this is Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Epperson. We're going to make this a podcast so everyone can listen that way and share it, download it. And we're also going to do a little social media blurb. But I love it because it like reminds the believer that there's hope in the world of politics. You know, it's just, it gets so frustrating and you get so into it. And you're like, I'm a believer and I'm watching election results and I get upset and I start to, you know, to sink my fingernails into the whatever couch cushion I'm holding. And all of a sudden, I went, wait a second, I'm not of this world. What about the kingdom? And then ministries like yours, I want to support you guys because you're up there ministering to both sides. And we talked about the Good Samaritan. The guy, the lawyer said, who's my neighbor? Well, you're going to people. And there's a loneliness. You know, these people that you may despise politically, they're lonely as all get out. And who's loving them and giving their soul care?
Amen. Amen. So, Stu, thank you for the opportunity to share our heart today. And I want to let you know that we are in 23 states. We want this to go to all 50. Our vision is to be in the 50 states, but doing staff and intern Bible studies in the Capitol Hill. And we need help. First of all, we need people praying for this ministry. We need you praying for our ministers, that they would be strong and bold and in the proclamation. And give. Help us to get out, get the field development done, and launch some new ministries.
Fantastic.
In other states.
Yeah, capcommission.com, right, is the website.
Capitalcom.org.
Capitalcom.org. Capital because they serve in the capitals of all of 23 states, and commission because they're on the straight commission of the Great Commission, right? Making disciples. Thank you guys for what you're doing. Support this ministry. Go online, find them there. We'll tweet them out at our Twitter, at Stu Epperson, on our Facebook, on our Instagram. Thank you guys for your awesome ministry. What a treat. What a blessing.
Thank you, Stu.
Engaging legislators with the gospel, Dr. Burt Jones and Dr. Brad Harbaugh. So glad to have them in the studio. Brother Jim, known him for years. What a great ministry you guys have here. And keep supporting and pray for your leaders. Pray for your politicians.
Amen.
And what's the website for folks to download the prayer guide?
www.pray1tim2.org.
Fantastic.
P-R-A-Y, 1, number 1, T-I-M, 2, number 2, .org.